Shopping for chicken these days is complicated. Poultry producers compete fiercely to get one of their chickens into your pot. They put all sorts of labels on their chickens, natural, organic, or free range. It can make a trip to the grocery store rather baffling. NPR's John McChesney sorts it out.
Standing in front of the butcher's counter at a California grocery store, Darla Holst surveys the choices in chickens. Holst says she usually buys free-range chickens.
That's what I usually go for. This is the first time I've seen the organics. And I like the idea of chickens out running around. Stronger legs, bigger muscles.
In the butcher's case here, there are three basic varieties of chickens available today: conventional, organic, and free-range, a category that falls in between the other two. Conventionally raised chicken has the lion's share of the market. It's cheap and broadly available. These chickens are confined inside large sheds with no limits on population density and only a few regulations on what they eat.
There is no list out there of things that cannot be fed to chickens or any other animals for that matter.
Steven Sunloff is the director of the Center for Veterinary Medicine at the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA does review ingredients in animal feed that might be harmful to human health. For example, it's prohibited byproducts from dead cows being used in cattle feed because that's a way of transmitting mad cow disease. But Sunloff says there's no similar problem with poultry.
For chickens, that prohibition is not necessary because these types of diseases do not appear to occur in birds of any kind.
So conventional chickens can be fed chicken bone meal, blood meal, and cooked feathers turned into feather meal. They can also be given antibiotics to prevent disease, a concern for the FDA because that can lead to antibiotic-resistant bacteria on chickens in grocery stores. Most conventional chicken can be called natural, but critics say that term has become nearly meaningless. Scott Seckler is CEO of Bell & Evans, which produces free-range chickens for grocery stores on the East Coast.
You can call it a natural chicken as long as you put on the label minimally processed and no artificial ingredients, which is a tagline now that seems to work for everybody.
So what about those chickens labeled as free-range? These producers define themselves by what they don't do. They don't restrict their chickens to sheds, and they don't use animal byproducts or antibiotics. Supposedly, birds free to roam inside and outside are happier and develop firmer flesh. Poultry producers making these claims have to file paperwork with the Agriculture Department describing their methods, but the department rarely verifies that producers are doing what they say they're doing. Rex Barnes is with the Agriculture Department's marketing service. You don't really know, do you, as a consumer, whether or not the claims made by the producer are true?
True. Nobody regularly goes and checks it, no.
In fact, nobody inspects these claims unless there is a specific complaint filed against the producer, something which almost never happens. So how can you know whether your chicken lives up to the claims made for it? For one thing, you can ask retailers if they check up on their suppliers. Whole Foods Market, for example, has hired independent auditors to do field inspections of the producers for their 140 stores. Another way to be a little more confident that your chicken lives up to its promises is to buy an organic chicken. Organic farms are regularly inspected to ensure that they're following the national standards adopted last year. Petaluma Poultry in California pioneered free-range chickens back in the 1980s and is now moving into organic production. Rich Castaneda showed us one of the hen houses.
Do you have to knock on the door to get their permission to come in?
Yes, or else you'll get a mouthful of feathers.
He opens the door and a sea of white chickens crested with bright red combs retreats hastily from the intruders. They're about 5 days from the chopping block.
There's approximately 10,000 to 11,000 birds in here. Placed at 1 square foot per bird is our spec. It's up to them whether they want to go outside or not.
This is not your grandma's hen house. There's nothing romantic about commercial poultry production, even if it is organic. Still, there are large outdoor pens here where the chickens are pecking for bugs amongst the weeds. That's a requirement of the new organic standards. The organic standard also requires that chickens not be fed animal byproducts or antibiotics. Petaluma Poultry's Randy Doronso says the organic standard also requires that these chickens eat a very expensive diet.
Organic grain, corn and soybeans are generally 2 to 3 times the cost of conventional grains. the retail price on a whole body organic bird is going to range from $2.49 a pound to $2.89 a pound.
That's a tough sell when compared to the average $1.20 a pound for conventional chicken. But Durenso says he believes prices will come down if the popularity of organic chickens continues to grow. And to cover that eventuality, even big conventional poultry producers like Tyson's and Foster Farms are introducing organic brands. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.